In the heart of the Tarassat district in the city of Agadir, in the south of Morocco, lives a young man in his 30s, haunted by the memories of his miserable childhood. He holds a package of painful events from when he was a child, a time supposed to be all about play and joy. The story of Aziz in the park is when all of the pain in his life started. That's why he chose to tell us the story from the park. He was lured, kidnapped, and raped, a series of events that changed his life forever. The activist Moussa Bouhamouda, from the NEHMO, We Protect organization for children's rights, arranged this interview with Aziz. Sitting on the bench in the park, he told us all about what happened to him 16 years ago. I was around 14 and we were playing in the park. A guy approached me and asked for a lighter. I said, bro, I don't have a lighter. I was young. I didn't know that a person who approaches a child asking for a lighter had intentions in his head. I got closer and I smelled drugs. I told him to go away. That's when his second friend came and both of them started holding me. They said, walk with us or we'll kill you. A third friend approached on a motorcycle and they put me on it. I remember that they were armed and in that moment I didn't want to die. I wanted to live. They took me to a deserted location with no people, nothing. I didn't even know this place. I bounced out of the motorcycle and tried to escape, but the third person kept hitting me with both of his hands, on my eye and my legs, and they kept beating me. They threw me to the ground and raped me. They both threatened and beat me. I was beaten and trying to escape, and they had no mercy. His father kicked him out of the house as his psychological state kept deteriorating, saying that he shouldn't remain at home all the time. He lived on the streets for 8 months where he was raped again by a group of young men. They wounded his face while he was resisting them. He now lives with his sister after his father kicked him out at the age of 15. God gave me power and resilience to fight this dilemma. I could have told myself that I should just kill myself. If a person is not aware enough to resist, ideas of revenge could take over. Aziz, who you interviewed, is a victim of sexual assault when he was a kid. He lived in the streets and was subject to many dreadful things that ruined his life. His life has totally changed, no school or anything. He's 31 now, and still his trauma and experience get in his way. Aziz recalls the time when he told his story to a local radio station, and he received many calls. A call he remembers the most is someone who offered him a place to stay, under the condition of having sex with him whenever he visits. The guy said he'd pay for all of his expenses and food and clothes, but Aziz refused immediately, and felt that all people who call him want to seize the opportunity and use him one way or another, that they wanted to keep raping his wounded dignity. I couldn't find a person who wants to offer me counselling, some psychiatrist or someone who wants to do good. It wasn't like that. They see me as a sugar boy or a servant. Children of shame in Morocco, they suffer in silence and the society keeps turning a blind eye to them. They don't receive psychological support and their problems keep getting deeper. Most of these victims don't get counselling, including Aziz, who holds painful memories which he couldn't get over throughout the years. Aziz is 31, yet his heart is full of misery. He keeps questioning how a child who was a victim of such assaults is supposed to live with the consequences of such a devastating experience.